strange experience.
I should perhaps begin by telling you I have been a governess for 5 years in the family of Colonel Spence Munro. But 2 months ago, the Colonel received an appointment in Nova Scotia, so that I found myself without a situation. At last, the little money which I had saved began to run short, and I was at my wit's end as to what I should do.
How did you resolve the situation?
There is a well-known agency for governesses in the West End called Westaways, and there I used to call about once a week in order to see whether anything had turned up which might suit me. Westaway was the name of the founder of the business, but it is really managed by Miss Stoper.
Hmm.
Well, when I called last week, I was shown into the little office as usual, but I found that Miss Stoper was not alone. A prodigiously stout man, with a very smiling face and a great heavy chin which rolled down in fold upon fold over his throat, sat at her elbow with a pair of glasses on his nose. As I came in, he gave quite a jump in his chair and turned quickly to Miss Stoper.
That will do. I couldn't ask for anything better. Capital, capital.
You will take a seat, Miss Hunter.
Thank you, Miss Stoper.
You're looking for a situation, Miss?
Yes, sir.
As a governess?
Yes, sir.
And what salary do you ask?
Well, I had £4 a month in my last place with Colonel Spence Munro.
Oh, no, dear, dear me, no. How could anyone offer so pitiful a sum to a lady with such attractions and accomplishments?
My accomplishments, sir, may be less than you imagine. Some French, a little German, music and drawing.
That's all quite beside the question. Your salary with me, madam, would commence at £100 a year.
£100?
It's also my custom to advance to my young ladies half their salary beforehand, so that they may meet any little expenses of their journey and wardrobe. So, what do you say?
I hardly know. May I ask where you live, sir?
Hampshire. It's a charming rural place. The Copper Beach is 5 miles on the far side of Winchester. It's the most lovely country, my dear young lady, and the dearest old country house.
And my duties, sir, I should be glad to know what they would be.
One child. One dear little romper, just 6 years old. Oh, if you could see him, killing cockroaches with a slipper. Smack, smack, smack. 3 gone before you could wink.
My sole duties, then, are to take charge of a single child.
No, not the sole. Not the sole, my dear young lady. Your duty would be to obey any little commands my wife might give. Provided always that they were such commands as a lady might with propriety obey. You see no difficulty in?
Oh, I should be happy to make myself useful.
Quite so. In dress now, for example, mm-hmm. We are faddy people. You know, faddy but kind-hearted. If you were asked to wear any dress which we might give you, you would not object to our little whim, eh?
No.
Or to sit here, or sit there. That would not be offensive to you.
Oh, no.
Or to cut your hair quite short before you came to us.
Cut my hair? I'm afraid that is quite impossible.
I'm afraid it is quite essential. It's a little fancy of my wife's. And ladies' fancies, you know, madam, ladies' fancies must be consulted. And so you won't cut your hair?
No, sir, I really could not.
Oh, very well. Then that quite settles the matter. It is a pity, because in other respects you really would have done very nicely. In that case, Miss Stoper, I had best inspect a few more of your young ladies.
Certainly, Mr. Rucastle. One moment, Miss Hunter. Do you desire your name to be kept upon our books?
If you please.
Really? It seems rather useless, since you refuse the most excellent offer in this fashion. You can hardly expect us to exert ourselves to find another such opening for you. Good day to you, Miss Hunter.
I am sure you can well imagine how I felt when I got back to my lodgings, Mr. Holmes. Little enough in the cupboard and 2 or 3 bills upon the table. I began to ask myself whether I had not done a very foolish thing. Very few governesses in England are getting £100 a year. Besides, what use is my hair to me?
But Isaac, that is, you have the most attractive hair.
I concede it is a rather peculiar tint of chestnut, and friends have been kind enough to refer to it as being luxuriant. But many people are improved by wearing their hair short, and perhaps I should be among their number.